Alaskan waters, for the most part, have been off limits to drilling in the Arctic Ocean, but Exxon has decided to kind of get around those restrictions here in the U.S., and the way they're doing that is partnering with Russia. They're going to the Bering Strait instead. Exxon now has announced it will explore for oil in the Arctic Ocean. That's the part of it that's in Russian territory. They've struck a deal with that country. Joining us now, Lisa Marganelli, Director of the Energy Policy Initiative with the New America Foundation. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
First of all, how big is this deal?
Well, I think it starts small. It's $3.5 billion to start, but yesterday they were saying it might be as large as $500 billion when all is said and done. So that's pretty big.
Yeah, that is pretty big.
But initially it's kind of small.
Okay. But is this just Exxon getting around the fact that they're not allowed to drill in our Arctic Ocean, our part of it?
No, it's BP had a deal with the same company to Rosneft to do this drilling, and they got bumped basically because they had another deal with another Russian company that sued them, and they lost. And so Russia started looking around for other partners, and then Exxon got in on it. You know, a lot of what's going on is that ice is no longer that icy up there. It still is pretty rough conditions, and it's dark a lot of the year, and there is a lot of ice. But now you could actually think about going in and drilling, which I think 10 years ago was pretty much unthinkable.
Which is kind of amazing.
I mean, yeah.
We're speaking with Lisa Marganelli, Director of the Energy Policy Initiative with the New America Foundation. The irony here being that fossil fuels are part of the reason why we have global warming, and then global warming is melting the polar ice caps, which is actually giving the oil companies more access to the oil.
Right. Right.
All right. I laugh.
And the truth is, the U.S. does allow some drilling in the Arctic. They seem to be okaying a plan by Shell to go ahead and drill in the Beaufort Sea. And I think that, you know, if the U.S. continues to use fossil fuels the way we are, there's a good likelihood that we'll start allowing drilling up in the U.S. Arctic, too. I mean, we have to reduce the amount of oil that we use before we're really going to have any traction in saying that we aren't going to keep drilling.
Lisa Marganelli is the director of the Energy Policy Initiative at the New America Foundation. But Lisa, you'll please excuse me if I have a few concerns about a major oil drilling project in the Arctic where the partner with the American company is Russia. Russia doesn't necessarily have the best safety record, right?
Yeah. However, I think Exxon will probably be doing the drilling. I think one of the things that is unique about this is that this is going to give Russia, Rosneft, a stake in U.S. oil drilling, like in the U.S. Gulf. And it's not quite clear right now whether they're just going to get money from that drilling or whether they're actually going to be involved in operational drilling. So it's actually a bigger deal in that sense that you may see the Russian oil company doing actual drilling in the U.S. Gulf, and that is a big thing.
That's
not clear yet. Whether they're just getting profits from U.S. drilling or whether they're actually going to be doing some work themselves.
But that was one of the concessions you're saying that was offered up by Exxon in exchange for the right to drill in the Russian Arctic.
Yeah, part of the deal.
Okay, so, you know, another concern, and this would probably be for Exxon, is that Russia has a habit of kind of interfering with businesses when they're partnering with them. And then Russia often goes in and gets itself involved and raids offices.
For example, they just raided BP's office today.
And that's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah. Well, you know, oil is risk. And Exxon, I'm not saying that it's a good thing, but oil companies, basically, all they do is manage risk. And I think that what you're seeing is a big shift in risk around the world where companies have put a lot of money in the Middle East and they're seeing the political situation change there. And they also have seen the situation in the United States change after the Gulf oil disaster. And that makes places like Russia look where you have the potential of access to this enormous amount of oil up there. That makes that look less risky. You know, it's all relative risk.
We're speaking with Lisa Marganelli, director of the Energy Policy Initiative with the New America Foundation. Lisa, what happened to the conversation we had after the accident in the Gulf, after the tsunami caused that crisis with nuclear power in Japan? What happened to the conversation that we were having about trying to wean ourselves off from some of these other fuels, fossil fuels in particular, and finding new ways to power our vehicles and power our heating and cooling systems?
Well, I would like nothing better than to think that those conversations are continuing, but the U.S., the whole world uses an enormous amount of oil a day. Exxon has forecast that demand for oil is going to rise by 35% by 2030, which is just a 20 years to add an enormous amount of oil to the pot. And that oil is going to have to come from somewhere. In this case, Exxon is probably hoping that a lot of it can come from that Russian Arctic. It's going to be hard to drill up there. And, this is not going to be an easy place to drill. This is the way things are going unless we as people really begin to reduce the amount of oil that we're using. And we have to do that at the same time that we're looking for alternatives. But at the moment, it just looks like increasing demand and increasing prices out through 2030.
Lisa Marganelli, director of the Energy Policy Initiative with the New America Foundation. Thanks as always, Lisa.
Thank you.
Talking about a new deal between Exxon and the Russian government. Exxon has decided to begin drilling in a new cooperation with Russia in the Arctic Ocean, the Russian part of that territory. At least it is a project that could in the end up costing $500 billion.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.